Well, today is a great day for Tana City Church. It's Christmas today.
Christmas, Andrew.
God's giving you a gift.
And imagine and me and a refund mason.
Amen.
Amen.
Two for the price of one.
Raya via rua vid nandrai. Vid na kraina refa mazru.
It's a wonderful thing when God appoints new leaders and elders.
And
today, in the next meeting, we're going to ordain
Craig
as your next elder.
Sarabe.
Mampayeri be. Amen. And that's a good sign.
The
sign that God loves you.
That
He wants to give you gifts. And I'm not sure if I can say this. But they might have a space problem. But if you can stay for the next session, you should. Pastera says, okay. And if you don't understand, you just go, amen. Okay. Sisulina, no problem.
Sisula.
Yeah. We sing songs, we don't know what we're singing. I said to Andrew, we could be singing, your mother dresses you funny, we wouldn't even know.
Buzz.
But it's good to, if you've never been in a meeting where an elder has been ordained, and if you aren't running off to your vadi and your sakaf and your tokagasi, then stay.
Sarabe.
You get two sermons for the price of one. Amen.
Amen.
Sara. Is that big, Andrew? He can leave now. You can go now. Where's the deacon when you need him to take
him
out? Take all the drunkards out. Buzz. Andrew, we love you. Yes. You understood that, huh? All right, I want to talk about the local church and its leadership. I was born into the church. I'm 48. I know you don't believe that. I know you think I'm much younger. And I've been in ministry for 25 years. And I have been in hundreds of churches. I have been in millions of hours of church meetings. And I've seen much of church life. And I often get to see the side you don't see. I get to see the ugly side. I get to sit with discouraged leaders. And I get to unravel problems in a church like you untie knots on a piece of string. I've seen the church at its best. And I've seen the church at its worst. And I've come to believe that the progress, the growth, the quality, the effectiveness, the health of the local church is directly proportional to the quality of the relationship between members and their leaders. If the relationship is bad, that church doesn't have a good future. It's like a family when the mother and the father are fighting, or the father is fighting with the mother. Dala dala father.
Atala dala le rai.
Dala dala mother.
Atala dala le ren.
Fighting.
De miadi.
and the children suffer. That family can't progress. Not many people will preach about this. But I need to do that today. Not because you have any problems. But because I want to remind you that the church's progress is not just about the quality of your elders' leadership. God has a requirement on the members to respond well. In many churches, there's friction. There's division. There's suspicion. There's frustration. And even worse, there's indifference. Indifference. Exactly that. People don't really care. They're polite. But their hearts are cold. That's just as bad. And the devil will use all those tools. Friction. Rebellion. Frustration. Indifference. He's been married. It's when I touch you. He's been married a month. And he can't remember the word. What is that? Yeah, no more indifference. Okay. So if you can't find the word, ask Jayla there, because she's okay. She's shy. All right. What were we saying before Santiago interrupted us? These are tools in the devil's toolbox. The spanner of friction. The screwdriver of rebellion. The hammer of indifference. All used by the devil to undo the work of God among
us.
And Paul was a father to many churches. And it's very fascinating to look at the different way he responded to different churches. And the two churches I want to contrast this morning. The first is the church at Corinth. It's a very wealthy church. Sometimes you'll discover that people with lots of money are probably more rebellious than those with no money. They were educated. They were opinionated. They were full of themselves. They were taking each other to court. They were in gross sin and no one really cared about it. Some of them said, I follow Apollos. Others said, I follow Paul. And others said, I follow Jesus. The spiritual ones. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But they're all dala-dala. Division.
Misfisaran.
Complication.
Misfana manayira.
And there's a very key scripture. In
1
Corinthians chapter 4, verse 21. Paul says, what do you wish? What do you wish? Shall I come with a rod or with love in the spirit of gentleness? That's the scripture that describes what that church was like. Paul said, can I come in kindness? Or must I come with correction? What do you want? It's a very serious question. And he only asked that question because of the rebellion in their hearts. So There is a direct relationship. There is a direct relationship between the quality of the church and its quality of relationship with its leaders. The other church was the church of Philippi. This is a church known for its obedience. Known for its partnership in the gospel. Known for its support of Paul. They sent money to Paul. Money is always a good measure. I can say I love you. But nothing says I love you like vula.
Amen.
That's true. And the scripture there in Philippians chapter 4 verse 1. Therefore my brothers, whom I love and long for, my joy and my crown, stand firm thus in the Lord, my beloved. He says he loves them. He says he longs for them. He says they are his joy. They are his crown. Very big difference between that and what do you wish? Shall I come with a stick? Incredible. The church at Philippi seemed to be more involved with the ministry of the kingdom. The church at Corinth seemed more involved with themselves. And their reaction to Paul, limited what God could do among them. In Ephesians chapter 4 verse 11, it says that Jesus gave gifts to men. Kim is a gift. Tantirik is a gift. Craig's going to be a gift.
Craig
is going to unwrap the bow today. I'm a gift. Gavin is a gift. Mummy is a gift. All of the leaders God's given you are gifts. What do you do with the gift? Are you casual with it? Do you say, doesn't matter much? No. See, the gift, it's not about the gift, but the heart of the giver. So when you receive the gift well, you are saying something about your revelation of the heart of the giver. So today, as we ordain Craig, when we ordain Craig, we're going to pray for Vivian. Craig is the elder. Vivian doesn't have to bear that pressure.
Enough
pressure being married to Craig.
Buzz.
And the 27 daughters.
You're
still behind the lead elders family, eh? Let's catch up here. Need a husband for every daughter. And what are you laughing about? Even Yandri is ahead of you. He's an old headmaster. Leaders are a gift. In fact, in 1 Corinthians chapter 16, verse
10,
Paul says, I'm sending Timothy. And when he comes, Make sure you receive him properly.
Ato vyazwant kawe rice na reo tsaris.
Do not despise him.
Az atona reo tsinnis.
Do not look down on him.
Az atona reo tsinnis.
Open your heart to him.
Skafiam funareo.
See, Paul is being a good father to Timothy.
I Paul de right tsara mistam Timothy.
But he's not just opening the way for Timothy.
Fatsresh kafan futsin lala na wan Timothy.
He's wanting to make sure that this rebellious church.
Fatina to azwant kawe fianguna na panuya tio.
Receives the blessing God intended them to receive. Because if their hearts are closed to Timothy, perhaps because he's too young, or perhaps because he's not from their region, or perhaps because he's not an apostle like Paul, whatever the reason, if they don't open their hearts, they won't receive the gift that Timothy is supposed to be to them. And so when we work against our leaders, actively, or even passively,
it's
the same demon. Active or passive. One is aggressive with his mouth. Another one doesn't say anything. He looks holy. He doesn't speak his mind. But his heart is not for the leaders. Both of those. Same demon. And they undermine the work of God in the local church. Receive the gift God wants to give you. Don't be suspicious. Open your heart. I see older, sometimes older people, or people who think that they are educated, or they think they should be the elders.
So
they sit like this in church. Inside. So if your hands are folded now, don't unfold them, it's fine. But in the heart they're like this. And they go, well, show me first. You young man. You're not even married,
Tandera.
I can't follow you. Well, let's just see how this works out. Craig.
Ay, Craig.
Never vaza.
Vaza afandre.
Well, let's just wait and see. Or you get young people. When there's an old elder, like me, no, very old, like Evan, people go, oh, you're too old. You don't wear nice jeans. You're not cool. You're old. What do you know? There are lots of stories that go on in their heads. Amen?
Amen.
It's true.
Marn.
Marna be. Hebrews 13 says to do two things. Remember your leaders. That doesn't mean you're drinking too much Tokagazi and forget what their name is. Lord, we pray for. What's that guy's name?
He's married
to Sue, Lord. Oh, Kim, yes. Doesn't mean you forgot who he was. But he says, remember your leaders.
He
says, pay attention to the quality of your relationship with the leader. And then, over the page, in verse 17,
that,
remember your elders is verse 7.
Verse
17 It says, obey your leaders
and
submit to them, for they are keeping watch over your souls as those who will have to give an account. Let them do this with joy, not with groaning. For that would be of no advantage to you. Some pastors in this town will be telling their people to obey them for all the wrong reasons. Some pastors manipulate their people. There are people who are going to a church today in Tana only because the leader has taught them that if they don't go to his church, they're going to hell. Manipulation.
Or
they teach you better honor your leaders. Or something bad will happen to you. Your car will break down. Your geyser will blow. Your hot water. Your kids will get sick. That's dala
dala.
That's witchcraft. Manipulation. That's not what this. Some people today will phone their pastor and they'll say, what color socks must I wear today? Can I make love to my wife? Must I buy a red car, a blue car, or a black car?
Milan vito bila mina mena sale manga manga sale in.
Seriously.
Zavatama the ma serious and
that's happening today in this town.
Am zandruan zanum tsanga etom tivia tanan de beti.
That's not what this verse says.
Fat zain tinti and it surata masuntila zain.
Kim was saying at our conference yesterday.
Zola zain chimatam conference on Malte to Andruan.
That the reason why God wants you to stand alone before Him, because there's one mediator between God and man, Christ Jesus. Your leaders do not replace Christ. You should ask the Lord, who should I marry? And there's wisdom in asking your elders what they think. Should I have this job? Should I take this promotion? I've got this important decision. What do you think? That's called wisdom. That's all over the book of Proverbs. But when it says here, obey your leaders, it says obey the word they teach you. So when Kim tells you to take care of the Malagasy dog, don't just laugh at him.
He's
a very funny dala dala vaza. No, go take care of the dog. If you can see it in the Bible. And so
1
Thessalonians 17. Acts 17. I need a holiday. Acts 17. Luke writes that the Bereans were more noble than the Thessalonians because they studied the word to see whether that was so. So when the word comes, listen carefully with an open heart. Check it in the Bible. That's why it's good for you to come with your Bible. Some of you won't even know if I'm reading from the book of the Quran. You have to trust me. The only people who need to trust me should be those who come. Can't read. So if you can read, bring a Bible. Follow it with me. See if it is so. That's a noble thing. It's a clever thing.
It
will protect you from manipulation. Amen.
Amen.
This Hebrews 13. says that God is breathing on the neck of the elders. Some people say, oh, I want to be an elder. And anyway, it's a good moment to remind us that when we ordain elders, when we unwrap the gift God gives the church, it could be a symbol of what God wants to do in some of your lives.
Maybe
perhaps there are other elders sitting here. Perhaps there are other deacons sitting here. Amen.
Amen.
Take it by faith.
The rise of noon.
Say, God, what are you wanting me to step up into? See, God's saying, Craig. But Craig still has to say, yes, Lord. People think being an elder is a lovely thing. You sit in the front row. Near the fan. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You get the sakaf first. No, no, being an elder is hard work. Means you don't sleep at night. Means you worry about the flock. And a thousand other things. But the most serious challenge to be an elder. You feel the warm breath on the back of your neck. Someone who's looking at your eldering, it's the breath of God saying, those are my sheep. Be careful. It's not an easy thing to be an elder. One day we'll give an account. Not just in the life hereafter, but every day. The pressure of the Holy Spirit on our conscience. And so, Craig, if you want to run away, now's the time to run away. You don't need to lock the doors there. Now, next session. Please save yourself from becoming wrong. Then it says, if you obey them, it's to your advantage. In the Greek, it says that your rebellion will do you injury. When you don't obey what the elders teach, it's a self-inflicted stupidity. It's not a word of strength. It's not a word of independence. I think maybe the Malagasy are better than that, South Africans in this regard. South Africans are hard to leave. And they think, oh, if I'm being a rebel, I'm being strong. No, they're being weak. Oh, I'm being independent. I'm going to send the pastor the email. And I'll tell him what I think. In English we say, we give you a piece of my mind. When I fight with you, I give you some of my mind. I said to the one guy, stop that. You've given so much of your mind, you've got no mind left. I'll send the email. I'll complain. And I'll just give the pastor the problem. In Australia, the Aborigines, they used to, maybe they still do, used to hunt with a stick. With like a banana. A boomerang. You see a boomerang? You buy them at toy stores. And you throw it. And depending on how you throw it, you must pay attention. It comes back. Sin against leaders. Rebellion. Disregard. Indifference. this scripture says it's a boomerang. You give it to yourself. It's just the same thing with your wife. She is flesh of my flesh. She is bone of my bone. That's what the Bible teaches. So when you think, oh, tell my wife what I think. I'll give her a piece of my mind. I'll make her a nice poor kid. Those kids are terrified, aren't
they?
This should be age restricted sermons. Like the movies. I'll show her. I'll make her life unhappy. But when you do that, you do that to yourself. You inflict that on yourself. Not on your wife. You dala-dala. You get hit by the boomerang. Amen.
Amen.
So if you're married, look at your husband. Say, hey, put the boomerang away. Go for it. Put the boomerang. Oh, they're all nervous, eh?
See,
they've been married a long time, these guys. You see? That's what it is. There's wisdom in the front row. And so we're going to ordain them, Craig, and pray for Vivian in the next session.
Can we say that we can pray God if a few of us are not in the
place? If
we can say that,
it would be good. But if you have to go,
for what you not smart to mande,
that's fine.
Smart in
Nako. But when you go,
for if a mande now,
ask yourself this question:
the mantani now, my mitra fantani namtina now.
Does God want me to take my relationship with my elders to a new level of love and cooperation?
Tina de mantra via qua and then drake to form fit amnifi fandesa quam lula and another up to book.
Some of you may be wanting promotion.
Sasanam Narangam Tadi, Wefisandratan.
Not a bad thing. Paul writes to Timothy, says he desires the office of an elder.
Paul
desires a good thing, a noble thing. The word in the Greek is to stretch the hand towards.
Yes,
I want to take the responsibility of eldership. And God wants to do that with some of us. Maybe it's a deacon. Some kind of leadership responsibility. But God won't give that to you until you actually come to a place of yieldedness to your current leaders. Or maybe even going back and fixing up with some other leader that you left.
Maybe
a letter of apology. An email of apology and blessing. Maybe a gift. Because we can't build Tana City Church on somebody else's rebels.
Amen.
Let me pray. Lord, we do thank you for your church. We are so excited about what you're doing in your church. This is a great day to be alive on the earth. Lord, you are so wise. You have established your church in such an intelligent manner. And even in the way you've arranged leadership and fellowship, there is an opportunity for both leaders and followers to be formed into the image of Jesus. Help us, we pray. Leaders and followers, to get our egos out of the way, to put Christ first, to advance the kingdom. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.